Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something quite powerful. It's an excerpt from a memoir called An Orphan's First Taste of Solitude. We're looking at one specific moment, really just one instance, that completely reshaped someone's life, how it changed their whole perception, their sense of self.
Yeah, and that's kind of our mission here, isn't it? Understand how these moments, maybe seemingly small events, they just carry this enormous emotional and psychological weight. They don't just alter a day. I mean, they can fundamentally rewrite who a person believes they are, their place in everything.
Exactly. And the source material for this, it's incredibly poignant. We're hearing directly from someone looking back at a memory.
Yeah.
A swimmate, right? Only a few months after their mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly happened there? What was the core incident that became such a turning point?
Well, it's described with this almost chilling clarity. The narrator remembers just standing there, maybe a bit lost, not even totally sure of their role on the team. They remember swimming, but it's hazy. Then another parent comes back from the corner store with sodas, cakes, you know, fun goodies for the other kids on the team. And the narrator, just a child, asks quite simply, you know, is there anything for me?
Oh, boy. And the response. It was rough, wasn't it?
It was brutal. Just a shout back. Nobody told me to get you anything.
Gosh. That hits hard. The memoir describes it as leaving them tattered, still reeling all these years later. It feels like so much more than just missing out on a soda.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely was. Because for the child, that was the moment, the instant of this profound, awful realization, as they put it. It was then that I realized what life was going to be like without my mom.
Right.
It occurred to me that there was nobody on this planet who would do the things for me that my mom did. And for a kid, I mean, that's not just logistics. It's existential.
An existential shift, yeah.
Yeah.
Suddenly seeing this huge void open up.
Exactly. A void that wasn't there before.
And that led almost immediately to what they call the first time in my life feeling insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And my first time feeling alone amongst a sea of people. That sinking feeling, they mentioned it wasn't the last time they'd feel it. It really makes you think, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. How many little interactions like that just completely reorder a child's world?
It does. And what's really striking, I think, is how explicitly the narrator ties this single event to a lasting change. They reflect, looking back, I believe it was that moment that transformed me from a confident, if a bit aloof, kid into an insecure being.
Wow. So direct.
Incredibly direct. I was no longer sure where I fit in the world. It just perfectly highlights how one event doesn't just create a new painful feeling, but it can actually dismantle, you know, core parts of your personality.
Your confidence, your sense of belonging, gone in an instant.
Yeah, like a sort of mental imprint almost, setting a pattern for how you see the world, how you interact with it from then on.
It's really powerful how one sort of fleeting, maybe even unintentionally cruel moment can just unravel that core sense of who you are, maybe set a whole trajectory. So, okay, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here? This deep dive into an orphan's first taste of solitude, it really shows, doesn't it, how a single sharp shock of realization can fundamentally redefine your place. It's not just the event itself, but the internal earthquake, like you said, that reshapes everything after.
Yeah, exactly. And if we pull back a bit, look at the broader picture, it underscores how these first tastes, especially of difficult realities, and especially during those formative years, they can shape our deepest perceptions of belonging, of self-worth. And it raises a really important question, I think. You know, what kind of resilience does it take to navigate these huge, often sudden shifts in who you think you are? And what does that journey back to finding your footing even look like?
That's a great point. And it leads us right to a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe reflect on. What specific moments in your own life, maybe big, maybe small and subtle, have fundamentally reshaped how you understand the world or perhaps your own place within it? Something to think about.